This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. A lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, no Black Friday? No. We just went through Black Friday. This is that Cyber Monday. This is when everybody does everything on the internet. You buy everything on the internet. Okay, great. Anyway, did you know that Prince Harry is going to get married? I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Glory be, another royal gets married. Now, for all of you that are globalist, you're rejoicing. All of us lowly peons, well, we have some other thoughts about Prince Harry getting married. But if you're one of these royal seekers, and you're always fascinated, well, what are the genetics? I mean, we could just sort of ask. I don't want to get into that sort of thing. But anyway, the official word is, for those of you that are out there, Prince is going to get married. He's going to get married, that guy. Anyway, that's just a little celebratory reaction, I guess you can say, from Agenda 21 Radio to all of you globalists out there. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I did. Turkey was delicious. And by the way, yes, many people calling for, and are actually in the digital calling in the sense now, for the recipe for the grand turkey that, I think I make some of the best turkey in the world. That's just me. I'm just throwing that out there for you. A lot of people got the recipe. And you're more than happy, email me, paul@a21r.com. And get that grand turkey recipe. Okay, so what in the heck is really going on in the world out there? Well, we still have the Mueller investigation of the president. That is still going on. An interesting thing along that line, the FBI didn't alert the U.S. officials to Russian hacking attempts. I'm shocked to find that out, aren't you? The illustrious FBI. Mm-hmm. What team do they play on? You always have to ask that question, huh? So anyway, a lot of things like that happening out there in the real world. The FBI, of course, is being fingered in so many things. I think it's admirable that the people are starting to speak out against the FBI in so many different ways. But remember, there are good FBI agents. We've set this scenario up many, many times. There's the good FBI and the bad FBI. BFBI, GFBI, remember that. I just want to kind of put that in perspective. But that shouldn't become a shock to you if you find out that the FBI did not alert U.S. officials of Russian hacking attempts. Now, listen, I got to tell you something. Guccifer, remember, it was Guccifer. Guccifer. The hacker, the Romanian hacker, who's now, I don't know, they say he's in jail because he was doing so much hacking out of Romania. Well, he was the Russian that was the so-called Russian team that was getting into John Podesta. See, we can go all into this. How soon we forget about John and Tony Podesta. Yeah, you know, it's really funny that everybody's squirreling around today about John and Tony Podesta. Of course, they're being the whole Podesta thing is just falling apart for obvious reasons. Reasons that we were reporting months and months and, I don't know, was it a year ago? About Tony and John Podesta and their connection to all these things with, you know, Pedogate, as they call it, or Pizzagate. The whole thing with pedophilia and all that stuff. And Tony being actually a suspect in the kidnapping of a young lady out of Portugal, which is, by the way, one of the places that the Clintons go to frequently. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. We caught them in mid-flight one time going to Portugal. Mm-hmm. Just sort of one of those things that we brought out to everybody. Oh, yeah, they showed up at Andrews Air Force Base and took off where? To Portugal. On what kind of an aircraft? Well, a government aircraft. This was during the Obama administration, when she was not part of the administration. I wonder what she was going to do in Portugal. So if you study much into the pedophilia business, you understand that Portugal is a place that is, I guess, a long sought after destination of many of the pedophiles that are out there in the pedophile rings and in that world. Now, listen, I know we got Christmas coming up. And by the way, did I say to you yet, Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas. And please go out the land and spread the word Merry Christmas. It's just, yeah, hey, we can, it's kind of like that commercial. Southwest Airlines, I remember, was running that commercial after the 9/11 attacks. And it said, you're free to move around the country. How significant of that is an airline saying that to you in an advertisement? It was very tastefully done. I did not object to it. I know some people were having, you know, they're kind of, you know, butt hurt about, gee whiz, I wonder why they're butt hurt, you know, about the 9/11 situation. And they did it very, very tastefully. I thought that was very, but I'm just telling you, you're free to go around the country and say Merry Christmas. Yeah, it was interesting. I was in a store, a market I frequent all the time. I like it. I like what they do. I just really, really, really like it. It's a place where Mike the Wine Guy can be found. He closed down, not much of a wine drinker anymore, but, you know, the cancer thing solved all that problem. But this guy is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I was in line. I didn't really have to wait that long in line, but I was in line, and I heard somebody say, Happy Thanksgiving, in one of the other places. And the clerk said, well, Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And it was kind of like, she was kind of stunned. And then the next person up, she caught on to it and she said, Happy Thanksgiving. I said to myself, oh, that person is now in a conundrum. And she had to say it to the next person. So I could just, you know, I want to extrapolate that out. You never know when your good cheer is going to change someone's attitude. Now, I say this in particular because the person that they were speaking to was a very young millennial. And it was really interesting, the person that was the employee didn't quite know how to handle the first gesture. And then when the second came along by an older woman of about my age, I might add, she picked up on it. She picked up the ball off the football field and started to run with it and said Happy Thanksgiving to her. I could see exactly the grooming that was going on. And thank God for that. That's why I say there's a little bit of grooming that could go on with all of us when we talk about Christmas now. And it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Right in their faces, just say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We have it back again. Christmas, you know. In the freest land on the planet. Go figure. And now it's time for us to go forth. And make sure everybody knows it's Merry Christmas time. That is, my directions to you since you know, we just had Thanksgiving. It's now time to turn up the heat and reclaim our country as a Christian country. If you know what I mean, one person at a time. If you didn't get that little ditty, and as we start this radio show all the time, stopping totalitarianism one American at a time, one exceptional American at a time. And that's what was going on in that line in the market. That's why I say you just never know what type of impact you're going to have. One person said it and several other people heard it, and it was impacting their lives right there at that point in time. That's what you need to do. That's changing people's attitudes one person at a time. And I really like it. It was a millennial. And that surprised look on that girl's face like, huh, I can say that. Time to be free again. Exercise your freedoms of speech. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And yes, the brew is done. Well, pot one is done. It's in my hands, and it's piping hot. Okay, we're ready to rock and roll. Now, you know, I have a little beef with Amazon. So, Mr. Bezos, listen up. Let's see. First of all, the book about Martin Luther that I ordered on October 4th and received on November 1st. Haha. Funny, Mr. Bezos. Funny. Real funny. Now, those of you that don't understand the significance of that, here I am, talk show host, Agenda 21 Radio. And we frequently talk about Martin Luther. Now, this is not Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, no, 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 no. This is the Martin Luther. You know, 500 years ago, Martin Luther, that guy. Yeah, that guy created the... some people would say that actually he is perhaps the most significant Christian figure since Christ. And I would tend to agree with him, actually. I would definitely say that. Started the Reformation, the complete change of Christianity, including Reformation of the Catholic Church. Now, some portions of the Catholic Church just haven't gone along with the Reformation, as we know, and good Catholics, and like in my family and everybody, like really, really good Catholics understand that. There's something wrong with the Vatican. There's something wrong with the Pope. By the way, the anointed one, Gerald Brown Jr., a nice little article about him because of the high praise that the Pope has rendered upon him, I just want to say. Those of you that are out there wondering, what is with this guy? Okay, last night, having a conference call with one of my close friends and associates who just doesn't get it. Now, I know he's listening. I'm not being insulting. Of course, I'm not saying any names either, right? So, there's no, but this is, I think, how the rest of the world views Jerry. Or they're just kind of coming up to speed on Jerry Brown as a world leader, right? The governor of California being the world leader. Of course, he goes and he talks to Xi Jinping from China, setting up some sort of energy agreement. We don't even know what it is. We know that he was gallivanting around in the day with the Castro brothers. Yeah, the same one, you know, the Jesuits from Cuba. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that the Castros were Jesuits. I bet you didn't know that. And so is Jerry Brown. And so are so many other people that Jerry Brown affiliates with, including the Pope. The only, first and only Jesuit Pope. Now, I bring that out because, boy, he's gotten so much scorn from the followers, from the faithful. And there is really a battle going on. I mean, here you had, literally, in my opinion, one of the great, if not the greatest. Oh, now, Christianity as a whole, I lumped it up, but clearly one of the greatest, top two greatest religions in the world. I'd say, as a religion, perhaps the greatest religion in the world is the Catholic Church. And I say collectively as the church, but there are elements of all great things that are not good, of course. And some of the hangover from the Reformation includes what the persecution, of course, that happened. And they don't want you to talk about this, but they're very, very sensitive. As you know, the whole persecution, go check it out what happened in the 1400s to the 1700s, 1800s. Hello? Why do you think so many people from Europe came to the United States? Well, there was a lot of religious persecution going on. And that was one of the things that prompted when Martin Luther came up and tapped on the doors at Wiesenbach, I think it was. The 95, what were they called? The 95 tablets. And they were, of course, the charges against the Catholic Church at the time. Wittenberg, that's what it is. Okay, so you have these tablets that are being tapped up on the door there. I've actually been to that church. It's kind of interesting. they have kind of a little, it's, you can't really go through this, that door. It's sort of a emblematic door of what those things look like, tapped up there on the door. Well, nailed, really nailed. And, you know, it created, when he did that, it was basically an indictment, grievances, if you will. The grievances, just like the Declaration of Independence, grievances against the Catholic Church and against the way that they were doing business. Well, it changed forever religion, Christianity, of course. And there was a reformation in which, you know, basically the evils that were being done at the time. Now, come on, this is the 14th, 15th century stuff. Come on. I am not laying on any church or anybody the misdeeds of the 14th and 15th centuries today. Come on. We don't do that. How do you apply today's standards to back then? Now, listen, for those of you that don't know, they didn't even have telephones back then. Shocking, I know. No cell phones. Oh, no. No tablets. No computers. No instantaneous worldwide information. Oh, none of that. The only worldwide information they had was some poor monk going up and pasting up or tapping up on the walls of different churches, doors and churches, you know, what he believed to be grievances against the church. And that really kind of, whole thing spun out of control. And it was Martin Luther who did that in 1517. Now, and I get back to Bezos. Amazon, the modern day Amazon. Now, why I ordered a book for, you know, to be delivered in within 2 days, paid the freight, but no, I couldn't get the book. I ordered it in October 4th. Why? Because I wanted the book before a very important date, so I could read to my audience some of the elements of the book. And what was I reading to the audience? Well, it was all about the book about Martin Luther by Metaxas. And so I couldn't do that because the book didn't show up until November 1st. Now you're saying, well, Paul, that's almost a month. Yes, it is. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, you want to track a something from Amazon, and they show this little bar that comes and goes across the screen. And then it just almost got to my house. It was the U.S. Postal Service. Almost got to my house. And that little thing stuck there on the whole time. And I said to myself, I wonder, after the second day when I didn't get it, I said, me being suspicious with the tinfoil hat, I said, I wonder if I'm ever going to get the book. So I called him. Oh, we delivered it. Right. So I wasn't being played for a fool, but I said to myself, I wonder if I'm ever going to get the book. So I went and got the Kindle version of the book and was reading it. I mean, fools. But I didn't get the actual physical. And it was there. They had plenty of them for, you know, it's not that they were out of stock. And they didn't say to me, oh, we're out of stock. You're going to delay it. No, but it shows up on November. Now, what's the significance of that? The significance is that in 1517, October 31st, is the date, the actual date, All Hallows Eve, the actual date by which Martin Luther put those, the now known theses, the 95 theses, which were grievances against the Catholic Church, on the door at Wittenberg. That was the holiday. That was the 500th anniversary. Now, I know that there are elements within the Catholic Church that just don't want you to know about that. But now we've raised that again because there's an article here about Amazon and what they're doing, what they've been up to. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people complaining about the work environment in Amazon itself, the culture. Big article right now that's flashed up on Dredd. So I said, I wonder if that has anything to do with the delay of my book. And then I find out, oh, no, it wasn't anything to do with the delay of the book from Amazon necessarily, as it was the United States Postal Service, which never delivered the book on time. I had to get another delivery specially sent. Oh, and the guy said, oh, it's going to get there November 1st. I said, really? November 1st? Of course, I already had the Kindle version. I had been reading it. But I just find it very interesting. Now, I'm being the suspicious type. With a tinfoil hat. Why do you think they delayed that? Why do you think I got it ultimately November 1st? But why not before the 31st? Just curious. And as you know, we're always curious here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do it now! Hello, Cold War. The Tiger.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A little bit of side note for you, if you're in Northern California anyway. Assemblyman James Gallagher will be speaking Monday, December 4th at the Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City. And that's going to be starting at 6:30 to 8:45. And I'll tell you, James Gallagher is an up-and-coming Republican out of California in the 3rd District, and he's going to be talking about the Oroville Dam and so many other things that are affecting people in their daily lives. And I bring it up because, you know, the Oroville Dam is quite the worldwide little area. And it's also raining now in Northern California. And, you know, actually what we can do, we will be checking the water level. See, this is what happens. When the dam's not really fixed. Hello? $500 million later, and it's not really fixed. Some of the main stuff, we don't know exactly what they have fixed, other than we've seen that big hole, the plunge pool, as we call it, fill up with roller compacted concrete. Really tricky the way they did it. I have to say, hats off to these guys, because they said they're going to be done by November 1st. And, well, technically, no, they weren't really totally done, but they had the main build out on that thing done, that whole thing. I mean, I don't know how much concrete was put down there, but it's a lot. It's a lot. They did an admirable job. I have to say high praises to the companies that worked so hard, and the men, by the way. not one injury in the whole time that they worked 24/7, 365. I think they took one day off, but there were, what, two or three, sometimes three, I think, work shifts going on. And which, I don't know about you, have you ever, those of you, and listen, I know that there are some people out there right now that are just, they're just getting off work, and you've worked, you know, the graveyard shift. Do you guys know where that came from? Bob Day, the great American story, tells a story about the graveyard shift. Have you ever heard about that? The graveyard shift. See, back in the day, it's kind of an interesting, really, really interesting story. And go to greatamericanstory.com for Bob Day's, and he's on also Red State Talk Radio. But the graveyard shift, very, very, because, you know, we just had Halloween. We're just talking about Halloween. I should have talked about this earlier. But back in the day, they would bury people. And sometimes they would exhume the caskets, or, you know, these robbers would get in there and take the cat, take whatever, the loot and all that. And they'd find out that the people were actually buried alive. Mm-hmm. In other words, they would find scratch marks on the top of the coffin and everything would be torn up inside of it, because obviously people would wake up in the coffin and go, oh, you know, because embalming techniques, being what they were back in the day, weren't quite all that great. So what they did is they, it, in some places, they came up with this notion of taking a string and putting it on the finger of the person in the casket, and then running that string up through the earth, up to the top where they'd put a stake down, and they'd put a bell. They'd put a bell attached to the string on top of the surface of the earth. And so if somebody was, of course, alive, their fingers would move, right? And that bell would ring. Hmm. Wow. So somebody would have to stay there all the time. They called it the graveyard shift, to monitor whether or not somebody was ringing the bell. And of course, if the bell went off, then they had what was known as a dead ringer. A dead ringer. That, Bob Day brings those things out. I mean, I'm giving full credit, props to him on that. How about you being a dead ringer? Anyway, so we're talking about all these kind of things. I just so I'm really off track. I've got to get back. I got to get back on script. So Bezos. Halloween, right? All Hallows' Eve. 500 years ago, Martin Luther. All right. Anyway, so now we get to Bezos, who didn't deliver that book on time for me. Big story that came out in The Sun. Now, is this a glimpse into the inner workings of Amazon? Haha. It's like a horror story. Well, in fact, the title of it, Warehouse of Horrors, Life in Amazon Warehouse Revealed with Timed Toilet Breaks and Workers Sleeping on Their Feet. A zombie apocalypse, obviously, exists inside of Bezos, Amazon warehouse. That's my line. I just, it's not written in the book. I mean, it's not written in the article, by the way. I just couldn't resist. I can't resist Bezos, because he's the richest guy in the world. He can afford a few shots, right? And he's selling more. I mean, that guy is probably making, how much a day do you think that guy makes? He's probably making $100 million a day. This guy is, I think he's the richest man in the world now. It says here, the grueling working conditions at an Amazon warehouse have been exposed, with exhausted workers claiming to be falling asleep on their feet. It's by Charlie Parker and Brittany Vanow. By the way, they just filed it. Just really within the last half hour, this article came out from The Sun. It says, bone-weary workers repeatedly have just 9 seconds to process a package during the long hours on the online store warehouse, with a Mirror investigation claiming employees are suffering panic attack as they struggle to keep up with demand. And they show a whole bunch of pictures here of workers. One of them says an exhausted Amazon worker appears to be asleep on his feet. And it looks like it. Yeah, we're not there. We can't tell. It says, according to the news outlet, one worker even had to be taken to a hospital by an ambulance when they collapsed on the job. Others simply slumped over asleep where they stood, exhausted from the physically demanding job that sees them walking at least 10 miles a day. Wow. 10 miles a day. You could lose a lot of weight that way. Says Amazon has insisted that it provides a safe and positive workplace, but according to the Mirror, a whiteboard of staff comments was full to the brim of complaints. Then they have this whiteboard there. One staff member asked bosses, "Why are we not allowed to sit when it is quiet and not busy? We are human beings, not slaves and animals." Man, not slaves, not animals. Slavery. Remember we reported a couple. It's kind of interesting. Speaking of slavery, animals. Libya. We had this article that came out. I've got to pull that up and play it again. 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, we reported about slave trade. Slaves being traded. Yeah. Slave auctions. Yeah. You have Zmasta. That stuff. Yeah, that stuff going on in Libya. You'd never... Yeah. And again, here we have the modern day equivalent of what some people are characterizing in this one Amazon outlet place. This is a warehouse that is in Europe, of course, that they are not slaves and animals. Amazon workers are said to be struggling to keep up with exhausting demands, they say, and staff are expected to process a package every 9 seconds. In this huge warehouse, of course, this is what Amazon's great about. Workers are said to be suffering from panic attacks due to their workload. And it goes on and on and on. And just a vast, vast warehouse where they've got a... It's a fulfillment center is what it is. And they don't say it in the article. They need to call it what it is. So those of you that are buying packages and you're buying packages from Amazon, guess what's happening? Could it be slave labor? At least that's what some of the people are saying. How are they treating their employees, Amazon? How are they treating their employees? Now, listen, I'm not a union kind of guy, if you know what I mean. I'm... Yeah, and of course, American unions are really quite different from other types of unions out there. And well, we know about the Communist Workers Party and all that good stuff, and how they've infected many of the unions around the country. Here, we get all that. But you know, someplace at some point in time, people like Bezos have to stop calling. You know, Yezimasta. They have to stop that. They have to bring better working conditions for their people. Now, I don't know how you're going to do that in a fulfillment center, but I think they need to listen to the concerns of their people. Now, this is in Great Britain, not the United States, I might add. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Everybody Merry Christmas. I wish everybody Happy Hanukkah. Why shouldn't we be happy on these holidays,
exactly,
even if they're not our own?
Absolutely. So talk about happy. How happy are Democrats to be rallying around Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders for 2020? That's what it seems like. They're still heading it up.
There's no way that Bernie Sanders could ever win more than four or five states. Joe Biden's a different character. He is beloved. He's the senior member. Could he win against a, you know, popular candidate? Who knows?
Dr. Dershowitz, he's in the top five, as indicated by top Democrats who were interviewed by The Hill. It's Bernie and Joe, Elizabeth, Camilla, and then you've got Sherrod Brown.
I think we need some new faces. For example, Congressman Joe Kennedy is a terrific young man, a former student of mine, maybe too young, but he is dynamic. He is the face of the future. I think Mark Warner, who is a senator from Virginia, very centrist. For the Democrats to win, they have to move to the center.
You believe that?
Oh, absolutely. If they start moving to the extreme left, they're cooked. They have to move to the center. We are a centrist country. We thrive at the center. The debate should go back to being between centrist liberals and centrist conservatives. America thrives at
the center. Well, that throws Bernie out then.
It certainly does. He should have been thrown out a long time ago. He's a spoiler. He is just a spoiler. Look, I grew up in Brooklyn with guys like Bernie Sanders, a dime a dozen. He goes off to Vermont where he can really deal with the racial issues of America. I mean, there are only white people in Vermont. And, you know, he is just somebody who represents the early 20th century. He has no future in American politics.
Well, let's talk a little bit about politics and the FBI and the special investigator and things like that. It was announced during the holiday, actually, that apparently Michael Flynn's lawyers had stopped talking to the White House lawyers. And now it looks like, you know, there are a number of Democrats who are going, oh, you know what this means? This means Mike Flynn might actually flip on the president of the United States. That would be so bad for Donald Trump. In fact, we've got a montage of some of that stuff. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Flynn's lawyers cut ties with President Trump's legal team. This is big news, folks.
The kinds of things that Michael Flynn can talk about include conversations he had with the president, not only about Turkey, but also about the president's interactions with Jim Comey.
Donald Trump should be somewhat nervous by this because Michael Flynn was campaigning with him. He was on the plane with him. They grew very, very close.
So is this a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. His lawyers are very smart. What they're doing is they're holding up Michael Flynn and saying he can be bought or at least rented by either side. If the president wants him, he can pardon him. If the president won't pardon him, he'll flip and become a prosecution witness. His credibility is worthless. A, he has been accused of perjury. B, he's a bought or rented witness. The only thing he can do is provide documentation or leads to the other side, but no good prosecutor would ever put him on the witness stand.
Mm. Real quickly, tax reform, do you think Democrats will get on board?
I wish people would vote on the merits instead of just voting party line. We're becoming a country where no politician today is an individual thinker. Everybody is just what's good for the Democrats, what's bad for the Republicans, what's bad for the Democrats, what's good for the Republicans. People have to start thinking about what's good for American voters. And we need tax reform, but we need tax reform that helps the poor as well as helps people who bring jobs to America.
So Reagan got Democrats to vote for his tax reform. Did he do it by giving in to what they wanted, or did he do it because they thought he's president, he gets a piece of legislation through?
First of all, they did it because he was a great leader, and people, when he spoke, people listened, and they believed him. He had credibility, and that's what's lacking in American politics today. Credibility by leaders who look you in the eye and say, I'm going to do it because I believe in you.
Why is it that you have some leadership on the Democratic side, like Pelosi, like Schumer, and others, who never want to bring up impeachment or the Russia investigation? They leave it to others. What do they see that others don't seem to be able to see?
Well, they understand that it's not in the future. There's not going to be impeachment. There's not going to be indictment. President Trump's going to finish out his first term. I predict here he may seriously consider not running for a second term. We don't know that. I mean, he may say, look, I accomplished everything I need to accomplish in 4 years. But the idea that the Democrats will be able to undo a presidential election within 4 years is a pipe dream, and any smart politician understands that. And don't waste your time trying to ginning up the base and say impeach
him,
throw
him in
jail. Yeah, both sides.
Alan, because you're a lifelong Democrat, when your friends who are watching right now hear you say Ronald Reagan was a great leader, what does that do? Some of their heads probably want to explode. What happened to that guy?
First of all, my friends won't admit they're watching Fox. But
they are.
Of course, they come and they criticize me. Why did you say that? I say, how come you're watching? Well, I was flipping the channel.
Yeah.
Right. It got stuck. Look, people know I speak my mind. I'm just as critical of the Republicans as I am of the Democrats. I call it as I see it. But people today demand loyalty. Loyalty rather than integrity. And so I get criticized an enormous amount for saying things which people think are motivated by somehow disloyalty. I'm a Democrat still. I want to save the Democratic Party. I want to help the Democratic Party. I want to see us have a two-party system in this country in which liberals and conservatives can argue with each other and let the American people
decide. Not hate that other person.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Look, some of my best friends are conservatives in the center. Bill Buckley and I, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
We used to debate all the time. He came to Harvard. I came down to where he was. We had these great debates, liberal versus conservative, but we loved each other.
That's the way we've got to get back to somehow.
All right.
Yeah, read our emails.
All right.
Anyway, Alan Dershowitz checking in there. Democrat. He's kind of like the old school Democrat that I grew up with and a lot of other people grew. And, of course, now you have a whole generation and a half, maybe two, that have no clue, have absolutely no clue about a Democrat like him or an understanding. That's why he kind of gets ripped all the time. But, you know, he's still a Democrat. We can rip on him. but, you know, that's back in the day. We just can't do that anymore. He's right. It's all about party affiliation. I'd say it's all about globalist and Americanist affiliations, not about party. Where's John McCain sit on the spectrum of is he a globalist or is he a Americanist? I don't know of anybody who listens to this radio show that was going to say he's an Americanist. Anyway, party affiliation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com.
One, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. Okay, how's your Bitcoin doing? I just thought I'd ask. It's just Bitcoin. Just and blockchain. Bitcoin, blockchain, all that stuff. High technical terms. These are the terms of the future. Yeah. It's kind of interesting the way money is going down the drain, isn't it? I mean, literally. I mean, we're going to be moving into a cashless society in which the mind-numbed robots that we all are and are becoming will be a thing of the future, just like in Amazon world. Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. First, you have to get the mind-numbed robots. By the way, there are those that are out there saying that the moral of the story, the lesson to be learned from the Amazon experience is more robots. Because you see, humans can't do it all. So we just eliminate the human out of the workforce. Then what? See, that's what the unions, this is what the result is when you have unions colliding with corporations. Corporations are always looking for the cheapest way to build things, right? So where's the individual in all this? Just think about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul at a21r.com. And like we always say at this point in the time, in the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.